you're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
So at this point, I don't have any money. I don't have a place to live anymore. I would pop in and see my daughter every once in a while. But I mean,
well, who's watching your daughter?
Okay, so I thought that the mom was, but it turned out that she was just kind of running around doing whatever.
You said the mom was back in Florida.
No, she came back. Remember, she popped back in on me. She just popped back up out of nowhere, like after like a month and a half. Didn't say. That's how I ended up leaving my place of living, because she came back to it.
Oh, okay.
She came back to it, and I had to, and I just got out of there. I was like, it was just too much.
Well, at least you knew enough to do that.
Right. Well, so now she's actually being watched by one of our roommates' moms, was a retired lady, and had babysat for Chloe a couple times. And so she ends up watching her, like, full time, like, just taking her in. And her thought, she was actually a nice Christian woman. She was hoping that we would get our act together and then be able to step back up and be parents again. Well, I that wasn't happening on my side. I was just right down the rabbit hole. I mean, just, like, staying up for days, you know, doing drugs. And just, I mean, I was homeless. I just had nothing going on. And then the mom on the other side was just doing whatever, too. You know,
let's get to the point where you get converted.
Yeah. So now I go to jail.
Why?
Because I am in a stolen car in Fairbanks, Alaska, and so they put me in jail for vehicle theft.
Now they look up your history in Florida, and that's going to work against you.
No, actually.
Well, there was no history. That was expunged.
It all got dropped, so they didn't even exist.
That was expunged. Okay.
So I get in there, and I'm in jail. It's like a catch and release. I'm back out after a couple of days. You think I'd learn my lesson, but no. So. I get arrested again for it just being for being in another stolen vehicle. All these guys, they just had stolen vehicles all the time. Anyway, so this time it doesn't look as good. It was like a misdemeanor the first time. So this time now they're going to make it a felony.
Mm.
So I'm in jail for like still only like 3 weeks. And this random little Baptist church would come in to the Fairbanks Correctional Center every week. And this little old guy with his guitar would sing some of the old classic songs, just The Amazing Grace, the Old Rugged Cross,
God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound those that are wise in their own eyes. So here comes this little guy.
I mean, and he just said the same things every time.
What?
You know, but just about salvation his teachings were just very basic, and he sounded
but consistent.
But consistent every time. So
new foundation.
Yep. So I would go just so that I could sing songs. Just because it was music again, I liked it. And then the other church that would come in, I would go. I would actually get a guitar from the chaplain's office, and they would let me play guitar. So this is my. I didn't believe in Jesus. I didn't believe in anything. I was atheist my whole upbringing, everything like that.
Were you?
I actually said. I said we are too intelligent as a species to possibly believe that there's a God. Well, that was what like my go-to line in high school.
It is written, the mind of man has enmity with the spirit of Christ.
Right. So one day I'm paying enough attention, and he does a little altar call, salvation call, at the end of our little time together there. It's called Reformers Unanimous, RU. That was like the name of their little Baptist group. It was for drug addicted people and criminals. And it just cut right through to my heart. And I think it was January 9th. It would have been like 2020.
Wow.
And it just cut right through to me. And
so go forward in
I'm
the
just,
service?
I'm just weeping.
Are they calling people? Yeah,
it's a small room. Like it's a small room like this.
Yeah,
I mean, we're really. And so he prays for me. He tells me what it means, what it means to be saved. And I'm all for it. And then I get called down, and they let me out of jail like this. So I'm like, look at the Lord working. He just freed me just like that.
The same day?
It was like 2 days later.
Why'd they do that?
They said, the state just made a deal, and I have a public defender, and public defenders are not known up there for getting anything done fast. So I'm thinking the Lord's working in an amazing way.
He is.
Well, it turns out.
What did I tell you about Ernie Hollins, man? The guy had Jesus walked into his stall. He was let go early, too. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, Brett, I don't think this was the Lord. I think this was actually the enemy, because this is in the, 2020. This is the heat of COVID.
Ooh.
So now I'm getting let out into a town where everything's shut down. I've only been in jail for, you know what, like
no one's going to the bars.
Nobody's going to church. There's nothing to step out into.
Oh, my word. And you're up in Alaska.
So I'm up in Alaska. Oh. So, and I'd only been in jail for a couple, you know, like, I think like 2 months. So I, that's not a lot of time.
Are you allowed to leave the state? Are you free that you could leave the state?
No, because now I'm a felon, too. So, yeah.
So it's not over yet.
So
you can't even leave.
No. So I'm out there, and I slide right back.
Sure.
In the old way. So that's why I liked it. This part isn't the prettiest part of the story because, you know, I had an encounter with Jesus. I remember it was a genuine, I gave my life to the Lord in that moment. And I remember going back to the block, that part of the jail and talking to people. And I mean, I'm instantly like evangelizing. I mean, I'm like telling people how I've been
radically
saved. Did
you feel something within you?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I was a new creation in that moment.
And you knew it.
And I knew it with all my heart.
If you don't know it, folks, you haven't been born again. If you have been born, you know it.
Yeah, I mean, without...
Yep. It's like a light switch, on, off.
But...
That's why Jesus said, make sure ye are born of from above. Born once of the flesh and once of the spirit. Go ahead.
But then the next part of that, and you know, is having a relationship with God and furthering that relationship and carrying on that relationship, having conversation, having... You know, true communion with the Lord and being one, you know, like having a relationship with the
Holy Spirit. Would have been better for you to just stay in prison.
So I get out. Now I'm not reading my Bible every day. Nope. I'm just back into survival mode. And it takes me, and a whole year goes by where I go right down the same rabbit hole. And now I get arrested for felon in possession of a firearm.
What are you doing with that?
Just being dumb. Just for no reason. I mean, I don't, you know, you just come across things.
Okay, what
like
happens
that.
Now?
Well, now I go back to jail, and this time, so I think the enemy let me out of jail, and then God put me back in jail. Because now I'm going back to jail, and I'm not getting out in 2 months. Now I sit still for 8 months, and I don't even hear from my public defender. I don't hear anything.
You don't even hear from him.
No, so the first night that I'm back in jail, though, I have a radical encounter. Not this time, now I've already had an encounter with Jesus, but I didn't know the Holy Spirit at this point at all. I have a radical encounter with the Holy Spirit. I'm listening to worship music through these random guy gives me, he goes, here, man, I know you just got here, but here's a radio. Gives me a radio. He's like, just borrow it. I got two of them. Just go listen to.
Is he a Christian or no?
No.
But you just happen to listen to Christian songs.
So yeah, I just find the Christian station, you know, and I'm listening to it. And I'm just, I have peace. I have joy. And here I am. In a jail cell in Fairbanks, Alaska. Now undoubtedly about to be a double felon.
Yeah.
You know, so like, one felony was bad enough. I'm thinking like, my life's never going to be the same. I'm a felon now. The worst thing ever. I have shame. I have guilt. I have all this stuff. And now I go back and I just do it all again, except even worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I really am not thinking too much of myself. But in this moment, I'm totally set free from all of it. And I remember that was the pivotal point right there. That's when I had the radical encounter with the Holy Spirit. And I just, from that day on.
Now, what does that mean? Explain it to people out there what that means to you.
Well,
speaking in tongues or feeling the warmth or
this was just a comforting.
Yeah.
That I can only explain it as like I was. Beyond words. I was comforted in that moment to the point where I felt
at the bottom of the barrel. You come to the end of yourself.
Right.
Second, third time in prison now. Right. This is it.
Yeah, this should be the worst time. And in this moment, it is. It's the
freest, you feel wealthy inside.
The best I'd ever felt in my entire life.
Oh,
so,
my word.
So that was just it. And so from that day on to this day today, I have never, you know, not been in the Word. Or in prayer.
Okay, now this was how many years ago now? 2-3 years ago?
So this was like three and a half years
ago. So what happens? How come you're not still in jail for all this stuff?
Well, so my public defender ends up getting me a deal for like 2 years flat.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm supposed to have a couple more years of probation, too. So I'm looking at like 2 years flat with like 4 years of probation.
It means
so
you're that means, stuck in Alaska.
Well, there's something called the Interstate Compact.
Oh, okay.
That allows you.
So are you still on probation now or no?
No, I'm not. So that's
thank God.
That's another good part of the testimony though. So I go right to a halfway house because after you're in jail for a certain amount of time, you're eligible.
How long did you go in? Of the 2 years.
So I was in the jail for 8 months and then I had to do 8 or 9 months at the halfway house. So while I'm at the halfway house.
Well, that's not bad.
Right. So when I'm in jail.
Yeah.
So I start having I build a relationship with the chaplain. So like I'm going in there and I'm just telling him about like how I'm having these radical encounters with I'm hearing from God. I'm, you know, like I know that there's a purpose for my life.
And, this is the counselor or this is
yeah, the chaplain. The
oh, jails. Chaplain. Yeah. So he's not thinking you're nut because of this.
No, he's like,
great.
Cheer me
so go ahead. So what happens?
So he starts calling me down to his office just so I can play the guitar. So just so that I can get my hands on a guitar again.
Yeah.
I tell him I love playing guitar. So this COVID time still going on, and they're not letting churches come in.
Oh.
So the chaplain and I start holding church services in the gym because we're already in there.
Just
so
the two of you? Or?
Just the two of us. So he would do the – I would do a little bit of worship, five songs,
wow.
the same five songs every week,
yeah.
You know, just whatever he had printed me out,
yeah.
You know, and just the basic songs. I mean, and it was nothing special.
Yeah.
And but here there's 20, 30, sometimes 40 guys coming in, and they're, you know, worshiping the Lord, praising and worshiping the Lord. And then he would deliver a little message, and that's it. But all of a sudden, there was my purpose. I was getting up out of bed every day ready to, you know, like, you know, my meetings with him where we're setting up what we were going to do for these little church services. And then I'd go set up the whole gym. I'd set up the PA and all this stuff. And I have my guitar. And I mean, it was like, I was living life.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't in jail. I felt like I was free. I mean, they would just buzz me. They would just let me. I like walked freely around the whole place. Like, cause I was just the guy who set up for church, you know? So like, they're just buzzing me out, letting me go. I'm like, it was wild. It was wild. So now I go to the halfway house, and there's a guy named Dave from a local church that would come in. He's been coming into this halfway house for 10 years and just playing every Friday. So I listen to them, and I'm like, hey, when I can do passes, I want to go play on your worship team. So he goes, sure. Yeah, just come on over, and then we'll do it. So I go. I end up playing with him the whole time that I'm at the halfway house. So yeah. Every time I would go to
– And where's this halfway house?
In Fairbanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'd go to church services. I would go to the rehearsal during the week, and then I'd do the church service on Sunday with them. And so this was like a little training ground for me to learn what it means. I'd never played on a worship team or done anything like that. So now I get to spend this time up there with a guy. He's like 75. He's been mm-hmm. doing it his whole life.
Yeah.
And he gets to kind of – I learn all this new music, and I get all this time up on a platform at a church, and I get
– You're being prepped for the future.
Being prepped for the future.
And then what happens next?
So then my interstate compact gets approved, which means I get to transfer my probation to Florida.
And where's the daughter and the baby now?
So what happened is the daughter was with the woman that I told you about.
Oh, okay.
That was and then
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
With us now.